The new rules from Acting Director Ty Johnson will be in place for up to 90 days. It narrows the groups of people the government will target for arrest and deportation. Immigrants' rights advocates say it's a step forward.
It is an important improvement from the Trump administration. That is an extremely low bar.
That's Lena Graber, a staff attorney at the Immigrant Legal Resource Center.
It is similar to the priorities under the Obama administration. It's more specific. It is very different from the Trump administration, which basically removed any limitations on enforcement power and said we will deport everyone that we possibly can. I think that these priorities do limit the agency's actions in some ways. They leave open these very wide and very interpretive categories for the agency to continue some of its most nefarious practices.
ICE will prioritize people in three categories as threats to border security, national security, and public safety. That means arresting and deporting people with convictions for certain crimes, people who are stopped traversing the border illegally, people accused of terrorism, and people that the government claimed to be associated with gangs. But the American Civil Liberties Union says these categories rely on a broken and racist criminal justice system. Here's ACLU Senior Advocacy and Policy Counsel Noreen Shaw.
We don't think that ICE is necessarily going to abide by these priorities, and they still have a lot of discretion that's written into the DHS policy that basically allows them to go beyond those priorities, continue arresting people on the streets of our communities, and continue doing what they want to do, which is to treat immigrant community members as a threat.
The ICE memo also gives employees significant leeway to interpret the enforcement priorities, which Shaw says is a problem.
We know that Black and brown people are disproportionately targeted by police. That means that they're disproportionately the ones who have been convicted of crimes. And so if the immigration system continues to say, oh, well, if you committed a crime and you were convicted, you shouldn't be here, you should be deported, then it's just re-importing those flaws of the criminal legal system over and over again. So what we're calling on the Biden administration to do is to really clean their slate on all of this. Don't just use what the Obama administration used and improve it at the margins or even improve it substantially. Start completely afresh.
Plus, advocates say there's no guarantee ICE will follow the guidance. The union that represents ICE workers endorsed President Trump twice and has already tried to preemptively stop any future reforms from the Biden administration. And data shows when the Obama administration in 2012 instructed ICE agents to stop pursuing immigrants accused of minor infractions like traffic offenses, ICE employees ignored the Obama directive. And they may choose to simply ignore the new Biden administration rules. Here's Lena Graber.
I think ICE is a fairly irredeemable agency. It has an enormous budget and thousands of federal agents committed to ruining the lives of immigrants living in this community. And immigration enforcement is a fundamentally cruel and punitive system that really needs to be abolished and rewritten from the ground up.
Still, thousands of people currently living under fear of deportation could see relief under the new policy. And immigration lawyers are scrambling to secure protections for their clients under the guidelines. This is Noreen Shaw from the ACLU.
If you are an individual who believes you've been affected by this memo, that you fall within one of these categories, you should know that there's some hope that you will have some ways with the help of a lawyer, hopefully, to argue that you don't pose a public safety threat. And of course, if you aren't somebody who arguably falls within one of these priorities, this still is very good news. This still should mean that thousands of people in this country don't have to live in fear of being deported by ICE if ICE follows these rules.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is expected to formulate new, more permanent guidelines in the next 3 months. In the meantime, immigrants' rights activists are leaning on the Biden administration to make deeper changes. For KPFA Radio in Berkeley, I'm Ariel Boone.